Good morning. The children are welcome to come forward and hear a story with me. Come on up. Yeah, come on. You can sit right here. Kate, there's room up here if you want to sit up here. Okay. Good morning. Has anyone seen all the furry visitors in here today?
No.
I see one in your lap. Why are they here? You do. I hear one. Why are the animals here today? Why? Yes. Blessing of the animals. And why are we blessing the animals today? Who are we thinking about? Who started all this? Well, that's a good answer. Jesus would certainly approve. It was St. Francis. St. Francis was a man who lived about 1,000 years ago in Italy. And he was born into a very wealthy family, and he partied a lot, and he wore fancy clothes, and his family hoped that he would become a famous knight. Well, he did go into battle as a young man, but he didn't become a famous knight. He was captured and put in prison for a while, and he became sick. And after that time, he turned his life over to God. He gave away all his rich things and his rich life, and he lived a simple life. And he preached the word of God and Jesus to everyone, including the animals. And there are legends about St. Francis making peace with a dangerous wolf in a village. There's stories about St. Francis preaching to the birds. But St. Francis also made peace with people as well. So what do you say we hear, what if we just spent a day with St. Francis? And I have a little story called A Day in the Life of St. Francis. As the new day was dawning, St. Francis arose. He stretched out his fingers, his arms, and his toes. He praised the good Lord for a wonderful day, and as was his custom, he knelt down to pray. In the distance, a rooster had started to crow, as if there was something Francis should know. A sparrow approached him, and then she flew out in a way that told Francis what the day was about. Instead of our work of repairing the chapel, the dear Lord suggested today that I travel. I'll take along with me a brother to teach, then go to the village, and there we shall preach. He shared his request with the rest of the friars, and Philip the Long seemed to raise his hand higher. So excited was he at the thought of their preaching, he imagined the glory they soon would be reaching. No sooner had they gotten out on the road when they found a poor man with an overturned load. St. Francis consoled him in spite of his plight, and together with Philip set the wagon aright. Then nearing the village, they met an old friend with 12 of his children, his wife, and his hen. Francis greeted them all by their names one by one, while the wife offered Philip a steaming hot bun. They gave them their blessing and walked into town. Philip looked at his sundial and started to frown. They saved a small kitten stuck up in a tree. They fed a lame dog and then bandaged his knee. They sang for a blind man and caused him to laugh. They helped Farmer Brown to deliver a calf. Some kids in the park threw St. Francis their ball. So he ran for the touchdown and rejoiced with them all. The shadows grew long and the sun began setting. And on their way home, you could hear Philip fretting, "We haven't had time to go preaching today." "Why, Philip," said Francis, "we've preached all the way. Our servants are fine, and at times they are ample, but what people need most is to see an example. God's love is the message we're out here to give. that the best sermon ever is the way that we live. Speeching and preaching for teaching works too, but nothing speaks clearer than the things that we do. So you may all go back to your seats and do good things all the day.
It is true that St. Francis really loves the nature, the birds and the animals, the lakes, mountains, trees and all that. As a matter of fact, I want, we have a statue of St. Francis here in the church. Do you know where it is? We have it in our memorial garden. So, children, today when you go for your godly play classes, look through the window and see the statue of St. Francis with his hand stretched out for the bird. So it is actually St. Francis statues everywhere, you know, so many places, you know, it's not just in, you know, Catholic homes, you know, but it is, you can find it everywhere, especially in gardens and all that. And one thing about St. Francis is that, you know, we kind of, just by blessing the animals once a year, do the thing for St. Francis, but St. Francis really insisted on us living the life, and we preach through our lives. So if that's the case, what St. Francis really cared was that we are part of the nature, not apart from the nature. And that was originally the big mistake humankind made in the beginning. And, you know, in Genesis, God created us as part of the creation, part of the nature. But we kind of decided that, you know, we are kind of superior, and so we kind of distance ourselves from the nature and see nature and creation as something to benefit us, and not seeing it as part of it. Unlike the people who used to live in this part of the country before the people of the Bible came, were the Native Americans, and they have such a huge respect for nature, and they are part of the nature, not apart from the nature. So if you see nature as part of the nature, then we will not abuse the creation the way we are doing today. So as adults and children, one way that we can live, we can preach by living the way that St. Francis did, which is really caring for the creation. We are called to care for the creation. So, and some of the ways, you know, there are many ways that we can do. Today our earth is in balance, you know, it's really, really struggling because of polluted water, polluted air, everything, because of our increasing use of fossil fuels and all that. And so how can we get away from that and keep the nature as pristine as it was in the beginning? And there are ways that we can do it. And you know how we can do it, and we all are familiar with it. And I hope, you know, we live what St. Francis preached in our everyday lives, and that way I think, you know, we can continue to have a world that God created for us in that way, and not to destroy it. Amen.